The Michigan legislature is working on the state's budget. The House of Representatives passed its version last week. Here to talk about that are our Friday political commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state representative. And Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader of the Michigan Senate. Vicki, let's start with you. What you saw in the House budget, anything you really liked?
I liked its intention to really address fixing Michigan roads. It's just that the product that came out of that intention I find very problematic. It slashes transportation budgets. It slashes especially information technology, which is really going to hurt the ability of the state to address our massive technology issues. So, and I'm not even talking about the school aid budget and everything else.
Yeah, let's talk about the mechanism just for a second. They're basically saying, hey, that sales tax on gasoline, per dollar on gasoline, some of that goes other places. We want all of it to go to the roads, and that's going to shortchange some other places. Ken, what did you see that you liked in the House budget?
Well, Lester, I'm going to kind of describe it as a combination of the good and the bad and the ugly.
okay, what's the good?
Well, I think the good is sort of what Vicki pointed out, and that is, it's really all about road funding, and so that's good. It's bad in the sense they don't really find new revenue at this point. They're just shifting money around, which implies cuts in other areas, and I think there's some sort of ugly things in it, like, well, let's take a look at Sully the Blue Water Bridge. That's just sort of bizarre. But this is just a positioning budget. It's about starting the conversation, as is the phrase the House Republicans have used. I think they're right about that. I don't really think anybody's taking all of this quite seriously at this point.
Yeah, I just want to clarify one thing about a part of that solution of the sales tax all going to the roads. That would raise approximately $846 million a year for the roads. And the governor and other state officials are saying we need $2.2 billion a year for the roads. So we're not quite getting there. Vicki, let's talk about what was in the House budget that raised red flags for you.
Well, the shift in the sales tax on gasoline taxes and the attempt to, in a good economy, try to just shift money around without really addressing the fundamental issues of a budget that has not grown in two decades. When people approved Proposal A and we had the increase in the sales tax of 2 cents on a dollar, that money goes to local governments and schools. And when you shift the taxes on gasoline, you're also shifting that money that goes to local governments and schools. And that money was supposed to be constitutionally protected for local revenue sharing and for public education. You're now going to blow an $800 million, actually it's over $800 million whole in revenue sharing and public education dollars that the legislature says they will legislatively protect by backfilling it out of the general fund. Well, there's no guarantee that the next legislature won't end that. They're again putting local governments and public education in the spotlight as being terribly and woefully underfunded, which it already is now. So that's the big hole. That's the big problem. And Ken is right. This is just a game of shift and shaft, because you're cutting IT, you're cutting rides for seniors, you're cutting transportation dollars in all communities around the state, and you're underfunding the Department of Corrections, who has already raised red flags. And then the new legislators are looking at old solutions that we've already tried that don't work, like toll roads. So I don't really see an option here other than hopefully the Senate, the governor, and the House leadership will come together and come up with a real long-term road funding plan that doesn't harm local governments and public education.
Ken, you said you weren't crazy about the idea of looking into selling state assets like the Blue Water Bridge. What else did you see in the House budget that caused concern?
Well, there are some significant cuts, for example, I think Vicki mentioned it, to information technology, pretty severe, about $200 million, 25% across the board, which, you know, I don't think you could argue that that's a good idea in this day and age, because it sounds like, well, it's just sort of computers, but it's not. It's related to how you citizens around the state. But once again, this budget is just kind of an opening proposal. I think the House Republicans are staking their ground in road funding, that they want all the taxes paid at the pump to go to transportation. They have to figure out how to backfill these cuts to schools and revenue sharing. You can't just, you know, cut these programs and schools and revenue sharing without making up that money. So, but that, I see this as kind of an opening proposal.
Do you see a veto in the future if not much changes with the Senate?
Well, certainly. I mean, the governor has already made it very clear that she's not going to sign a budget that doesn't solve the road funding problem. So, but they know that. I mean, when I say they, I mean the Speaker and the Majority Leader in the Senate, both Republicans, they understand that. They're just kind of putting their opening proposals on the table so they can start serious negotiations.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican Majority Leader in the Michigan Senate. Vicki Barnett is former Mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic member of the Michigan House, and you can hear them on most Fridays right here on Stateside. Thanks to both of you. Hopefully now that summer is officially here, you can start enjoying some summer-like weather.
We can only hope. Thanks, Lester.
Hey, thanks, Lester.